The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The first article is from BlackEnterprise.com, titled Black-Owned Wine Company Notches Over $1 Million in Sales Following Mark Cuban Investment on Shark Tank. A Black-Owned wine company has quadrupled their sales in just 11 months after an investment from Mark Cuban on Shark Tank. Wandry, a Black-owned wine company founded by Whitney and Chaz Gates, appeared on the hit show Shark Tank in November 2022 and received a $225,000 investment from billionaire entrepreneur Mark Cuban. Since their appearance, the couple has quadrupled their sales, bringing in $1.1 million over the last 11 months, Yahoo Finance reported. The Dallas, Texas-based company offers a selection of 100% natural wines and sangrias, which feature organic berry, citrus, and exotic fruit extracts for a luxury sipping experience and can now be found in over 400 stores nationwide. When the Gates appeared on Shark Tank, their brand had notched about $60,000 in profit, $250,000 in lifetime sales, and was available in only 50 stores. However, Cubans saw their potential in a landscape where so very few Black entrepreneurs had found success. When you're a Black winemaker, you're a rarity, he said. And as a rarity, their community looks up to them, and you compound that with them being successful and growing so quickly, they're going to be encouraging entrepreneurs across the country. The Gates attributed a large part of their recent success to Cuban's introduction of their brand to Southern Glazer, a distribution company that aided their placement in restaurants, retailers, and airlines, and to their new 10,000 square foot facility, which greatly expanded the brand's production, CNBC reports. Before Shark Tank, we were just a local Texas business, said Whitney, but after we became a nationally recognized brand overnight, the couple turned CEOs returned to Shark Tank on a November 3rd episode to provide a follow-up to both Cuban and the other sharks on the growth of their business. The pair also used the moment to reveal the brand's newest blend, Creamy Chocolate Martini, just in time for the holiday season. The next article is titled The Perfect Fit, the creative partnership between It Girl Keke Palmer and fashion designer Sergio Hudson is practically breaking the internet. This dynamic duo is keeping it clutch and leaving no crumbs on the table. The first Monday in May is considered the Super Bowl of high fashion, the moment when designers, models, actors, and recording artists all wearing jaw-dropping couture storm the grand red-carpeted staircase of the Metropolitan Museum of Art on Manhattan's Upper East Side to preen and be the scene. The Met Gala, hosted by Vogue's Anna Wintour, is the hottest ticket on the planet, one of the most coveted invitations in the world, an annual extravaganza that lights up the globe in a blaze of glitz and glamour. For one night only, this exclusive bash is the epicenter of pop culture, overtaking headline news and flooding social media timelines with an explosion of content curated memes, and comments to the tune of 12.3 billion impressions related to the hashtag Met Gala within 2 days of the event. Needless to say, the Met Gala sizzles with ultra VIP energy, and this year, while all eyes were expected to be on co-chair Michaela Cole and other attendees, including Rihanna, ASAP Rocky, Anouk, Ya, and Lil Nas X, there was one star whose presence at this hyper-visible megawatt media spectacular stole the show, Keke Palmer, who had given birth to her son, Leotis Leo, and Relton Jackson, just over 2 months before, stepped onto the red carpet and ate. In that shining moment, Palmer used fashion and grown black woman beauty to transform herself from former child star, Girl Next Door, and America's Sweetheart into a gorgeous woman with dangerous curves, high octane confidence, and a newfound glow up that had us all transfixed. Palmer's secret weapons were black motherhood and the red hot fashion designer Sergio Hudson, who not only dressed her for the event but oversaw every detail of her hair and makeup, ensuring that the slayage was real, atomic, and iconic. Palmer, clad in a pale gray tweed strapless gown and a pale blue maxi opera coat, and serving flawless glam, landed on just about everyone's top 10 best dressed list. The headlines, too, said what needed to be said. Nope, we won't get over Keke Palmer's radiant Met Gala 2023 look, wrote E. Keke Palmer rose in strapless gown at Met Gala 2023 after welcoming baby boy, wrote Page 6. Keke Palmer's Sergio Hudson Met Gala 2023 gown tapped into glamorous, gorgeous, old Hollywood vibes, wrote Vanity Fair. And on the red carpet, Palmer and Hudson, right by her side, teased one gobsmacked reporter. "Don't play with it, period. I feel like I was the most beautiful woman there," Palmer says, now of her Met Gala evening. "I knew that my hair was on point. I knew that my makeup was on point. I knew that my look was on point. And then Sergio being beside me made the whole thing that much better, because he was acting like my mom, Sharon. It was so funny. He was like, 'Get out there and talk to these people. You need to work the room. These people need to see how good you look.' He was breathing so much life into me. It makes me feel a little bit emotional now talking about it, because I honestly feel like he brought me back to the world, honey. He really did." Hudson felt the magic too. "Keke was so happy in her skin," he remembers. "The challenge was that she literally had just had the baby, so she was changing by the day. I think we measured her like 3 or 4 times. And when she actually came to the final fitting, we had to take the dress in like maybe 2-3 inches. It was a lot. Her body was ever changing, is still changing. So it was fun to make her feel confident in that moment. The element of fun and playful camaraderie is very much a feature of Palmer and Hudson's relationship. In their shared dressing room at Essence cover shoot, it's a party. Both of them laughing out loud, nonstop, like lifelong besties. Their chatter ranges from the legacy of Little Kim to marketing advice from Missy Elliott to the iconography of Janet Jackson and Whitney Houston. And in between it all, Hudson is DMing Hallmark vintage dance videos of Paula Abdul alongside swoop and updo hairstyles. In her new season of Motherhood, Palmer has especially appreciated how protected Sergio makes her feel. During the whole process leading up to the Met Gala, I didn't have to be insecure about my body, especially the fact that it was a brand new body, she says. When you're doing something in fashion, it can be quite overwhelming. The fashion world, the Met Gala, all of that can feel quite elitist at times. And Sergio is not that. Even though he understands and knows fashion backwards and forwards, his point of view isn't to shut women like me out. Rather, Palmer notes Hudson is all about making women like her feel beautiful and like they absolutely deserve to own the stage. The comfort and connection between the two artists was so inspiring to both of them that they decided to keep that energy going. Hudson now serves as Palmer's creative director. I'll tell you this, there has not been a day since the Met Gala that we have not talked, says Hudson. There has not been a look that she has stepped out in since Met Gala that my hands have not been on. It's just a natural thing. Palmer agrees. When I'm with Sergio, we live for each other in a way that is just so authentic, she says. From the moment that we met, I was just like, okay, now what is this judge you're giving me? And he was like, and what is this judge you're giving me? And we just saw it in each other. This feeling that you can't describe that just makes you feel safe. As far as Palmer is concerned, her collaboration with Hudson could not have come at a more soul-soothing time for the two Los Angeles residents. Their initial connection soon after Leo was born was like kismet, almost as if they already knew each other and were just picking up where they'd left off. It all happened quite fast, Palmer explains. She already knew that she wanted Hudson to dress her for the 2023 Met Gala, as she had worn one of his designs as a correspondent at the event the year before. But she never walked the red carpet herself, and she had also never met Hudson. After he asked me, I agreed he would officially dress me for the upcoming Met Gala. He came to my home to take my measurements. She remembers. He told me a little bit more about how the dress would be and showed me some of the fabrics he was playing with and shared where he was in the process. Right from the start, I knew I was in good hands because if you look at his designs, they are all about accentuating a woman's body in the best way. The cut of the dress, the cut of the jacket, the gross grain in the dresses, like it all meant to accentuate your body, to accentuate the waist and the breast line and the area underneath. All the cuts he makes are for a woman to feel good about her body. At the time, being able to feel good about her body was exactly what Kiki Palmer needed. Since becoming a mother, the actor has been extremely candid about her new focus on herself, not just on her body, but on her mind, spirit, and consciousness. I almost had to submit to myself in a way, she reveals, like there were so many things I was always trying to change before. But now, My being enough for my son has let me know that I am enough in the world. I think my breastfeeding journey was also very empowering because it was so difficult and I wanted to give up at so many different points, but I just kept pushing myself and kept trying to figure it out. So the relationship I had with my son during that process empowered me to get back up and do things for myself again. In the midst of trying to work out and do things that I wasn't sure I was going to be able to do, like going to the Met Gala, I was able to say, you know what? I'm gonna get out there and experience everything again, and I'm still gonna be there for my boy. That kind of resolve built so much confidence and so much strength in me. I just got this overwhelming sense that I can do anything. Kiki Palmer has entered the chat. Aside from savoring her cocooning moments with Leo, Palmer is definitely out in these streets. She just turned 30 and is calling this new chapter her hashtag Big Boss Season. And she means it. In 2022, she launched KeyTV, a digital platform to amplify the work of Black creators. The Emmy Award-winning actor and singer also released a new album and an accompanying 41-minute film entitled Big Boss, detailing challenges that she faced in the male-dominated music industry in her early 20s. In July, she performed songs from the album at the Broccoli City Festival in Washington, D.C. Meanwhile, her podcast, Baby, This is Kiki Palmer, asks questions for days about everything under the sun with guests like Abbott Elementary creator Quinta Brunson, actor Raven Simone, Academy Award-winning costume designer Ruth E. Carter, a personal finance guru Susie Orman, and Vice President Kamala Harris. Palmer also appeared on Terrell Grice's popular YouTube series and gave us everything we ever needed, including singing Rihanna songs, sharing the challenges of baby brain, and offering a revealing story about going broke. And her read of Claire Huxtable's As Uppity stirred up much debate about respectability politics on social media. They don't call Palmer the meme queen for nothing. Speaking of social media storms, there was that time on stage at the Usher Las Vegas residency on July 5th when Palmer was crooning with the Usher in a sheer black sexy Givenchy dress. The moment became a lightning rod after Palmer's partner Darius Jackson tweeted, "It's the outfit though, you a mom." Twitter lit up, black feminist cried foul at Jackson for appearing to publicly shame Palmer for her choice of fashion. In response, Palmer posted more images of herself in the dress on Instagram with the caption, "I wish I had taken more pictures." Jackson took a lot of heat, but don't get it twisted. He and Palmer are still business as usual. In fact, on the day of the Essence cover shoot, Palmer is busy multitasking with gold under eye patches, sitting in the chair getting her hair, makeup, and nails done while simultaneously FaceTiming with Jackson about taking care of Leo. "You need to walk with the baby and burp him. How often to feed him during the day? Every 4 hours, Darius. And the shelf life of breast milk when not refrigerated. Don't give it to him if it's been out more than an hour." Palmer takes being a mother and a big boss very seriously, which means that more than being an entertainer and an it girl, it's all about service for her. My parents always told me that me being an entertainer could never just solely be about me entertaining. She says it had to also be about finding a way to connect things back to my community so that other people could dream and they could know that their dreams could come true. So at a very young age, they had me do community service because they wanted to make sure I would never forget how much that mattered. Her mom, Sharon Palmer, remembers those years very well. Very early on, her dad told her that occasionally she would need to use her voice to help others, just like Ozzie Davis, Ruby Dee, and Muhammad Ali did. So from the beginning, we would take her to do events with the NAACP, the MLK Foundation, and the Boys and Girls Club. The goal was to keep her rooted in the community, to make sure she learned that a good life is a life of service, and when much is given, there is a responsibility to give back in return. Giving back is at the heart of Palmer's newest mission to raise awareness about maternal mortality. According to a recent CDC report, Black women are 3 times more likely to die from pregnancy complications than white women. And to ensure that mothers and children have the right support, Palmer recently visited the White House with Baby Leo for her podcast, recording a conversation with VP Kamala Harris. Her goal was to help listeners better understand the issues around maternal mortality and what can be done to sustain mothers-to-be. Me being a mom and understanding maternal health care, we've got to do better. Palmer says, we've got to do better for the moms, and we have to do better with helping people understand what moms are going through. Like Madam VP was saying, if you care about the world, then you gotta care about the mothers, because the mothers are the ones raising the children, and the children are the ones who are going to be running things tomorrow. So we need to do better in supporting the mothers, because that will help us to raise better children and have better people in the world. Sergio Hudson knows about the power and influence of mothers. As a young boy growing up in Ridgeway, South Carolina, he would sit next to his own mother, senior pastor and doctor of theology, Sheldon Hudson, as she sewed clothes for his older sister, Tanya Jenkins, a runway model. His mom was obsessed with fashion, Hudson says, and she served as his first muse. She would often ask young Sergio his opinion about outfits. We would be out shopping, and my mother would say, I have this mustard suit. What color shoes should I get to wear with it? He recalls, and I would say purple. I was already crafting what my style would be as a designer. I feel like it was just something very natural. As a trained artist and designer, I know that, of course, mustard and yellows are on this end of the color wheel, and purples and blues are on that end, and they go together perfectly. But at that young age, it was just innate for me to know these colors play off of each other naturally. His other fashion reference point growing up was CNN's Style with Alicia Clinch. That's how I got introduced to all designers like Gianna Versace, Patrick Kelly, Azzedine Alaia, and Gianfranco Furi. He says, those were my main inspirations. When I saw them getting interviewed or backstage at a show, I realized, wow, you can make clothes for women for a living. And that's how I decided to be a designer. As a teen, he would dream up outfits for people in his town. Then his mother would sew them. Hudson later enrolled at Barber College in Atlanta to study fashion design. Afterward, he returned to Ridgeway and began creating clothing for women. He got his first big break designing for Lisa Wu, who was on The Real Housewives of Atlanta. "She was the first person to pay me a decent amount of money to make clothes," Hudson says. "When she wrote my first check, I was like, oh my God, there are 3 zeros. I had never got a check over $1,000 from anybody. She wrote me that check just to thank me for making the clothes for her. She taught me at a very early stage in my career that I was worth being paid." A few years later, a friend was returning outfits to style PR showroom in Los Angeles and had some of Hudson's designs in the mix. The showroom people liked what they saw and asked if they could represent Hudson. Soon, Hudson was dressing celebrities like Nicki Minaj, Jennifer Lopez, and Britney Spears. A major turning point was when he styled Kendall Jenner in a risque black jumpsuit for her 20th birthday party. And then he started designing for Beyonce, his star steadily on the rise. Hudson premiered his first runway collection in February 2020 at New York Fashion Week. His designs were met with rave reviews and appointments from department store buyers. And then COVID hit. As the fashion world ground to a halt, Hudson was devastated. A few months later, George Floyd was murdered and the nation was in chaos. But out of the tragedy, opportunity emerged. Diversity became a rallying cry across America. Everyone was looking for black talent, especially the fashion industry. In 2020, the CFDA and Vogue donated $1 million to our nonprofit Icon 360 from the Common Thread Initiative, says Brandis Daniel, CEO and founder of Harlem's Fashion Row, which aims to showcase gifted black fashion creators. "This allowed us to give over 20 financial awards to black designers. Sergio Hudson received a top prize of $100,000, voted on by a board that reviewed his detailed application. Sergio's extraordinary talent and unwavering dedication to his craft made him a deserving recipient of the CFDA Vogue Common Thread Icon 360 grant. Our hope was that the funds would allow the designers to survive through the pandemic and to keep their businesses open." Harlem's Fashion Row takes immense pride in championing visionary designers like Sergio. Hudson isn't just a visionary, he's also bold. One day, while scrolling on Instagram, he noticed that Michelle Obama's stylist, Meredith Koop, was following him. So I jumped in her DMs and was like, "I would love to dress Mrs. Obama." And she messaged back, and it was like the easiest thing that ever happened, Hudson says, beaming at that memory. He went on to dress Mrs. Obama for her becoming book. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it and be sure to listen next time. I am Ava Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.